That's become my new favorite thing to do in the mornings now is I'll turn on the Craig Ferguson Late Late Show from the night before and
right.
I'll just run through my email, run through the commissions that I'm starting up and whatnot, and I just listen to it, and it's fantastic.
I've been doing that with the Daily Show.
Nice, nice.
With John Oliver. Yeah. It's just like, you know what, I'll see how he's doing by comparison. Obviously, it's not...
It's not Jon Stewart.
But he's not Jon Stewart, but he's holding his own, like him, yeah. which is pretty good.
And to be commended, he does acknowledge that he is not Jon.
Yes, yep. Yes. And every episode's a new bit of some sort, is good.
Did you see, what was it, Colbert Colchella or something like that?
And yeah.
His Daft Punk, because Daft Punk basically screwed him.
Well, MTV screwed them.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
But, so he didn't show up, so he was just running through...
It's just a bunch of cameo things.
Yeah. And fucking Henry Kissinger was in there.
Right, right.
Which cracked me up.
That was a nice little bit.
What? But that one was good. And the other highlight of late night streams and whatnot has been a Jimmy Fallon little sketch. He had Robin Thicke.
Yes.
On. And so it was Robin Thicke, The Roots, and Jimmy Fallon playing Blurred Lines on Classroom Instruments in Jimmy Fallon's dressing room,
which I remember that he had done that for a number of other artists. Like I remember Call Me Maybe was performed in that same sense.
Yeah, it made the song way better. I was like, this is kind of nice.
Oh, you know what, so we're gonna include all of that, and we need to jump into episode 96 right now because I have something totally relevant to work with all of this.
All right,
so Dave, my, thank you for joining us for episode 96.
You're
welcome.
Welcome.
In the Wheels Brewing Co. studio. And
huzzah.
Yes, thank you both.
Yes.
Woohoo.
And speaking to that whole thing sounding better when performed, not in their concept or element or what have you, a while ago we were talking about AV Underground. No, AV Undercover, which is hosted by the AV Club, which is owned by The Onion.
Yep.
Where they bring artists into their studio in Chicago, and they like modern artists cover
the covers playlist.
Yeah, whatever this playlist is, it's submitted at the beginning, and then as artists come through Chicago, they have an option, a couple songs to go through, and then they have a couple days to learn them, and then they perform, and it's, you know, interesting to see a lot of takes. But this year sucks.
Really?
I will go on the record and say that everything is subpar compared to the last 2 years.
That's a bummer.
Who have they had
it's
on?
Really hard to top Guar.
Oh, well, I sincerely hated that moment.
I'm trying to remember what the hell they called.
Carry On.
Carry On My Wayward Son. And it was just one of those things where...
It was so painful to watch.
But it was... all those performances last year were, for the most part, fantastic. But that was one where I was like, what the hell are they going to have them perform? There's nothing on this list that even would lend itself to what they do.
The problem this year is that the bands are too experimental for that which was offered up as the cover list.
Oh.
So it just sounds like
crap.
Middle school talent show.
Oh,
no.
And you know my opinion of those things.
I was going to say, if Cherry Pie came on the list, I'd let you know.
Yeah. That was a trip.
Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car is on the list. I'm kind of scared because it hasn't come up yet. But so far, this realm, this fourth season, we'll call it, the best one has been a cover of No Diggity. And I need to remember who actually did it, because instead of doing it as... Blackstreet had performed it.
Yep.
It was more of an aggressive, rockish, like...
We watched that. We watched that here.
Did we?
I think so.
I don't... Maybe?
I seem to recall. Was it somebody
no,
like...
No, I just found out about it. I was behind the times on this one.
Maybe I watched it separately sometime.
But it was like, more of an upbeat... driven beat, but still kind of worked with the same rhythm. Like, it's still like somehow, some way, that song is still like that. Sounds songs sexy. I don't know what it is, but like just the tone and attitude of it. But it was still maintained in this upbeat motion.
You should link to the video below.
Oh, yes. Below this figurative space that we've established.
You hear our voices? Now look down.
I will at least figure out the artist as I buy myself some time in case either of you or my, I don't know if you watch the same series, but recounting other excellent videos that go in the same
context. Yeah, I haven't caught up on that one. And I don't want to stray too far from,
no, I mean,
from that subject.
Didn't you? You haven't seen any of them?
Well, I've seen a few of them, yeah.
But I was saying, like, some of the good ones that you've seen.
When we watched the Young the Giant one, that one was was fantastic.
I would recommend
the fur coats on. And
I would just recommend any of the previous seasons, because the cool thing is that there's a lot of artists that, like, I hadn't heard of, a lot of artists that I had heard of, but, you know, them performing these songs opened my ears up to them in a new way, because a lot of them get a little out of their comfort zone, which is fun and gives you something neat to listen to. I plugged this a while ago, but I listened to it again today on 89.3 The Current's YouTube channel. They had a Dessa special called Dessa Deconstructed.
Yeah.
And that was Strongbow. That's what that was. It was just a really fun listen.
Is that the big, like, hour-long one?
Yep.
Okay.
If you like Dessa, if you like Doomtree, or any of the contributors to the Doomtree Collective, I highly recommend checking it out. Yeah. Just hop on YouTube, search Dessa Deconstructed.
Yeah, Katie and I watched that a couple weeks ago, too. And, yeah, it's really cool to see her process and you know, just find out more about what she does. And
yep.
And yeah, it was a great little film.
So Dan, you asked me if I had seen any of these videos.
This, yes.
I have not. I was meaning to watch today, but I was at work. One of my friends posted, there's a woman who covers Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart, but does it in the style of, I believe, 19 various divas.
Oh, she's an impressionist.
Yeah, she that.
But I didn't get to watch that one.
No.
I know it's different, but
yeah.
I just thought of
it's
that.
It's a cover.
Because one I was going to throw your way that I thought you might appreciate is one of the first mentions that we had of this new series was Milo Green covering Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire.
Ooh.
That one was rad.
And to put another layer on top of that, they took a verse out to include modernish stuff so you could hear. That was one of the better ones, I thought, from this season. And they also, you know, modernize it a bit to give it some fun.
That was on this
fun.
This new season? I thought that was on last season.
That was, like, one of the first few into this new season.
Oh, okay.
Because that's when they got rid of the round room.
Yeah.
And actually have, like,
which
a legitimate.
Which is a shame, because that thing.
That was fun.
Yeah. It's like, no corners to hide in. You must all stand around and be confused. The Decemberists had a really interesting cover, as I recall.
I heard the one where somebody covered Los Angeles, I'm Yours by the Decemberists, and it was that mariachi-ish band. But
the Decemberists actually did a cover. I think it was on the second?
Probably.
Second season?
I believe it. I think I didn't recognize the song they were playing, so I didn't like buy into it right away.
But again, the AV Club, the list of covers and whatnot, fantastic playlist to toss on. If you're an artist of any sort or just need music to work to, I cannot recommend it highly enough, just because it really challenges your ear. Because you might hear a band that you normally would love singing a song, you have no clue what it is. And you might not like it, but you might hear a band that you've never heard of before covering a song that you know and love, and all of a sudden you're turned on to an all-new artist, which is fantastic.
One example of that is this week, Charlie XCX covered the Backstreet Boys' I Want It That Way.
I do.
And I actually had high hopes for this, and...
Was it?
I wasn't impressed. It was just somebody covering I Want It That Way. Like, I was...
Oh, just straight up?
I didn't see any sort of new take on it, other than the fact that it was performed by a woman, a percussionist, and a keyboardist.
Hmm.
Like, it was minimalistic, but it just sounded like kind of open mic night-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
Some of them, they don't seem to really do much with it, but others, it really... as Dave is kind of pointing out, it showcases their musicianship by taking them out of their comfort zone, making them do something that they wouldn't necessarily normally do, but they, when they get it right and they adapt it in such a way that is interesting and you know, feels good on your ear holes, then you know, it's just a wonderful thing.
Okay, and I finally found it. J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sound covered No Diggity.
Okay.
So I will try to remember to post a link. I will post a link. But that was one of my favorite ones so far of AV Undercover.
Can I just throw out a challenge now? Because we're talking about odd covers in with bands or groups or choral groups.
Oh?
That do this. I heard it was an a cappella group, but they were covering like everything from heavy metal to hair metal and whatnot, and they covered that. It was all girls.
Yeah.
And they covered Enter Sandman by Metallica.
Ooh.
And it was one of those where I was like, man, I could see this arrangement being awesome, like for a larger group, such as the Court Revelers.
Huzzah.
There we go. All right.
I'm totally rocking it. I don't know what weekend I'm going to get out there, so I have my chalice going now just to be safe.
Excellent.
Working it. Did we freeze?
No.
I zoomed out because I forgot to start a timer to see when our conversation started.
Okay.
And I was trying to get us caught back up discreetly, but you caught me. So
I was like, this.
No. We got this under control. Just, you know. Playing with time signatures and things.
You want to hear the Revelers do Enter Sandman? Is that what you're saying?
I just want to hear the Court Revelers do some funky covers because you have.
Well, they do Beatles stuff.
Yep, we do Can't Buy Me Love.
I know, and that's fantastic. But yeah. I want to challenge you guys to try something way out of your comfort zone. I don't care what it is. Like,
well, I mean, arrange for a choral group. I don't think there's really technically anything that would be outside of a comfort zone, provided that the music was available versus trying to decipher and arrange.
Yeah.
I'm throwing credit your way if you want to deny it or agree.
I'm not saying that you guys can't. I'm just saying, like, I think it'd be really cool to hear their vocal talents.
It's outside of their preferred library.
Their scope.
Yes.
If that
makes
sense.
Well, let me just say this. For a little while, we were toying with doing Somebody to Love by Queen. But that would be fun. That would, like, all of these options that are more modern rock, I mean, those would require some madrigal style arrangements. And because we still have to exist within this realm of Renaissance, you know?
Oh, yeah. Right. No. I wasn't talking about for the Renaissance Festival. I was talking about just for a random shits and giggles type moment of just,
you know, cast party style.
Yeah,
sure.
The Court Revelers sing Tenacious D's Wonder Boy. Like, you know, stuff that normally Nan wouldn't go.
Realistically, mm-hmm. I actually pictured that being more authentic than Somebody to Love. I could picture easier Wonder Boy being performed.
I could too.
Just because it's mystical enough on its own. It's like, yeah, I could buy that.
I know a comic company that would endorse you thoroughly for that.
Holy crap, Wonder
and
Boy.
Realistically, having, like, I don't know if this fits in his range, but Ducky seems like the person who could really just kind of, like, sell it Jack Black style.
See, I went from,
I can imagine it. I can.
I went from the Revelers Ducky to Dr. Mallard from NCIS, and I'm like, I could see it.
That's so weird.
David McCollum? Interesting.
Oh, yes.
Tenacious D. Okay.
Well, maybe. I'll see what we can do. It's exciting because we're less than a week away or less than 24 hours away, depending on how you look
at it. When you're actually listening to this.
Yes, when you're actually listening to this from the first weekend. So maybe we'll figure something out for next year. Throw a surprise in there. We'll see.
Boom.
We shall see. There has been interest in doing a cover of a more modern rock song, so that'd be fun.
Sweet.
And yeah, I mean, we've already got "Can't Buy Me Love," but
modern, a little more modern.
But the issue, there is a group out at Fest that does a Lady Gaga cover. That is too far. That is way too far.
Okay.
So we'll bring it back to like classic.
Could we just go from the 70s on?
Something.
But still comical to the level of expectation for a lot of the.
Europe's the final countdown. I'm just putting it out there. I'm throwing it out there. Just putting it on the table. You can take it if you want it.
That's just actually not bad either. But I did want to try to drag this somehow back to streaming.
Topical, yes.
And say that there was like one news piece, pseudo-news piece, that Hulu has released some more original programming.
Oh.
Wah-wah.
Along with The Awesomes, which, like, Dave, I was going to throw that at you because, like, hey, superheroes and Seth Meyers. And, Seth Meyers. And Kenan Thompson and all these other people. And it's not good.
I compare it to, like, later All That, if that makes sense. Like, in the
there
time.
It goes.
Well, yeah. That's a good one. But you know what I mean? Like, it was a concept that was sound, and then...
It died.
It, like, a
but
fart in the wind.
But then somebody kept just turning on the camera.
Yep. I don't know. I've only gotten a chance to glance at it.
It's as good as a glance.
Yeah.
I've even watched the newest episode. They are releasing it episodically on Thursdays.
Okay.
So far there are 3 episodes in, technically 4 when this episode comes out. But as of taping,
as far as streaming goes, one thing that I have found kind of fascinating, I tried it with my madre's iPad the other day. The WWE app, for those listeners out there who know me well, I am a wrestling nerd.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. My Anna looks shocked. But they have an app where basically there's no commercials anymore. So you, when you're watching on...
No commercials, no mercy!
That is a pay-per-view.
Which means there is just lots of Pepsi placement, isn't there?
No. But no, the thing is,
I'm gonna hit you with this 20-ounce Pepsi.
No, whenever the program goes to commercial, they live stream what's going on at the arena, so you can watch from the WWE app. Yeah, and then when it comes back on, it cuts the feed, and so it's just kind of something new. But I tried it just because I was curious. And it was kind of cool because all the stuff where they're like, oh, and this happened on the break, and you see like 2 moves and then it goes back. I'm like, but you were gone for 5 minutes. They just stand around going, bah. You know, like,
yes.
What's her.
Yes.
Ha.
But get back to my point, I had also been watching a new program on Hulu called Quick Draw, which is a Western comedy.
About drawing things.
It's about like a fish out of water story where this Harvard educated sheriff comes into town, or becomes a sheriff in this town. Everyone doubts him because people keep dying as sheriff, and so they expect nothing of him, especially because he seems very effeminate for the Old West.
Mm.
And Mayanna, I'm going to go to you first as an opinion, as you watched as much as you did.
As I watched the 5 minutes...
Or so. Any insight? Because I know that
Tired jokes. Or lack of jokes. You know, what would have been funny seemed like they relied on things that other TV shows or movies have done in the past, rather than what I would have... hoped from a more experimental form like, you know, Hulu.
Right.
To try new things that... Is it really funny to watch the sheriff and the bad guy attempt to shoot each other?
Over a table.
A table for the equivalent of about 8 shots back and forth. Okay. It just kind of loses it where that was funny in Three Amigos or other, you know, older movies where that was just part of the humor.
Yeah.
This just seemed a little too forced.
That was the word I was going to say from the beginning. Like, I watched the pilot episode, and what you had seen was actually the second episode. And in the first episode, it did really feel forced.
It was like a Reno 911 Western. Just like, does that make sense?
I understand, like, it's the mentality of a lot of the officers, but instead of having them in a cops-esque show, it's, you know,
a Western.
More of a USA, because we had, there was psych, a comparison yeah. to Psych in terms of just framing and everything. And with that, it's just the mentality where there's, you know, this person is actually smart, but they come off
dumb
at times or as an asshole at other times, where it's just that character that is very flexible in the comedic scene so that they can be the straight man for a second and then all of a sudden go slapstick on you. But on this one, it feels forced.
No, I don't know if it was an intentional thing, but I did enjoy the fact that it's trying to be a comedy, but did not provide the laugh track.
Well, I don't think that would be a laugh track style show, though.
No, but at the same time, there were elements that they meant to be funny, but
that could have, in fact, used a laugh track, actually.
The camera work reminded me of, like, the Walker Texas Ranger Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman era of like CBS, where it's like, we will shoot lots of straight shots and now we will up the camera 3 inches for drama.
And then there's that standard like going down the street panning shot.
Yeah, all the time. Or the Ace of Cakes establishing shot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where it's like, this around is the corner. This is the kit building we're in right now.
You know, having not seen the show, this setting that you've described, this idea, sounds like something that could be really fun.
Could be.
But,
emphasis on the could.
They screwed it up.
Because, I mean, I'm even giving the Awesomes additional chances just for the off chance.
It's got a cast.
It will, well, even then, my opinion of all of it was they're not acting. Most of them aren't acting. Bill Hader is doing a great voice of a villain, which is nice. And then the speedy kid, I can't remember his name. It's not the person's voice, but everyone else sounds like it's just them going into a sound booth as Seth Meyers, as Rashida Jones. It's just, here's my voice. I'm talking now. Here are the lines. No,
they're just so much money right now.
They're just phoning in their performance.
I don't think it's phoning in. I just don't think there's any like internal development in the characters to make them convey as much emotion as we expect in so many other, you know, animated programs where a lot of voice actors, seasoned voice actors, understand that it's more than just going into a booth and reading lines. You have to actually convey it through so much inflection at the same time, and it's just not being delivered.
I go to, like, again, from what little I've seen, I go to voice actors like Kevin Conroy and Craig Ferguson. Kevin Conroy being the Batman that you think of when you think of Batman is Kevin Conroy.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, you know, like that Batman.
Pre-Christian Bale.
Not even the growly.
From the animated series.
Yeah.
That's very Bale. Anyways. But I think about the commitment that guys like him, guys like Craig Ferguson, put into their characters. Even guys like Donald Faison, you know, when he was doing his stuff on Clone High, you know, you felt for him. You know, you actually felt like he was a character and not just
Faison. Oh, hey, look, there's Donald Faison. You actually had to go, like, check, make sure that it was Donald Faison because you could understand it. You could feel it. Sorry.
I got a chance to watch a little bit of Bitter Party of Five. I don't know if any of you have seen this. Bitter Party of Five.
No,
and
I
it's
seen this
a YouTube series.
Okay.
With a series of actors and actresses and comedians who have had a history and have been on various shows. And my understanding is that they pitched a pilot to like NBC or somebody and it didn't work. And now, but
I imagine there'd be copyright issues for,
well, I don't quite know
taking
what
a jump off of Party of Five.
I don't know what the original premise is, but the ones I've seen are just hilarious because they take on kind of the interplay that actors have over the years where you start working with each other. The first one I saw was Chris Colfer from Glee was on there. And one of the women who's a regular played his stepmom.
Okay.
And she hasn't been on for 2 seasons. So part of it was her talking to him about, can't you get me a job? you know, I'd like to come back on. And kind of ripping on him for his other things that he's done of, well, we heard you wrote a book. Did you just write a book right now during this interview? Yeah. No. And so very kind of straight laced, but they just spin things so well because they are comedians.
Mm-hmm.
And I like what they're doing because it's so different from any other TV show. It kind of reminds me of like what The View or The Talk wanted to be for daytime television, where we'll interview people and give them zingers, but both of those shows just kind of stayed
pedestrian. But
then Barbara
Walters took them over.
Interesting.
Whoopi Goldberg could not fart enough on that show to save it.
Baba Wawa.
Party of Five what?
Bitter Party of Five.
Bitter Party of Five. Okay.
So all of them are just bitter actors.
I would laugh really hard if the cast from Party of Five showed up on it. It's like, son of a bitch.
Or like guest appearances or things like that.
And
they're like, hey, isn't that...
What's nice is, unlike some of the Hulu shows, which drag on jokes for, you know, the half
an
hour.
As long as they can.
You know, the standard playtime. These are like 7-minute episodes, if that.
Mm-hmm.
So it really does feel more like an interview clip, which I appreciate.
Cool.
Hmm. Okay. You know, well, it's about that time to end this portion of the program. Take a quick commercial break and then come back and play the game.
Yes.
So, off we go.
Hey guys, this is Dan Whalen. Thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast, episode 96. Adam and I taped this episode on August 13th, 2013, in the Wheels Brewing Co. studio with Mayanna Preble and Dave Wheeler. And you've already heard the conversation, which was fantastic. And coming up next is Movie Bluff, or our adapted rules. But before we get to that, a couple things that we need to plug. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online by going to bufferingpodcast.com. There you can find photos of all of our guests, an archive of all of our episodes, articles that Adam and I are writing, and bonus tracks. Lots and lots and lots of bonus tracks, games that we've been playing, conversations that we've had before or after the show, or even sometimes during our commercial break, things that are going on right now. So check all that out at bufferingpodcast.com. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on iTunes by searching for Buffering, or my name, or Adam's name, or any of our guests' names. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on Stitcher Smart Radio at stitcher.com, or by downloading the Stitcher Smart Radio app in your iOS, Android, or Kindle Fire app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. And finally, you can find the Buffering Podcast on social media. We are on Twitter and Facebook, facebook.com/BufferingPodcast. On Twitter, we're at Buffer Podcast, because Buffering Podcast wouldn't fit. So there's everything for you. Make sure to check us out, follow us, like us. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll fly right back in for Movie Bluff. Enjoy.
Sounds good.
Right, so
now we're back.
We are indeed back, and it is time to play our game, Movie Bluff, the buzz-in version. And so this evening we have Dan, Dave, and Mai here playing. And so let's go through our buzz-in sounds. Dan, what do you have?
Yep.
Mai?
Bob.
Dave?
Moo.
All right, sounds good. So to start out this round, I figured we would take something that would blow things wide open. It's been mentioned in previous games, but never actually started with. So, let's see how this goes. Cast of The Simpsons.
Yep.
Dan.
Hank Azaria.
Cast.
Yep.
Dan.
Dan Castellaneta.
Movie.
Moo.
Dave.
The Simpsons movie?
I mean, realistically, there was no way to go. Well, he's been in a lot of stuff.
Has he?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But nothing notable. That's the problem.
Okay. Well,
I will.
So we killed that one. That was quick.
But I'd technically give him that because there's no other.
I'll give you that point. Woo. We have a quick. We, you know, got to get first round out of the way.
That's good. Something we forgot to mention that everyone at home should also know is if somebody says an answer that's wrong, you do the... Jack Bandit noise.
You don't have to say Jack Bandit.
Right, but just one-a-na if somebody is saying something that's just, you know, pulling it out of their ass, it's, you call them on it, you get the point that they initially had, so they lose a point, you get a point. But if you call somebody on it and they were right, you lose a point, they hold on to their point.
I just want to shout, Jack Bandit! No.
Well, I'll allow it.
All right.
Okay, so we are going to move into round two, and for this one we're going to start with someone you may recognize as my evil twin, Topher Grace.
Moop.
Yep.
Dave.
Spider-Man 3.
Cast.
Yep.
Ooh. No, I'm actually going to give that to Dan by a hair.
Ouch.
Why? I didn't want it. I was trying to keep it away because, like,
you're trying to distract me.
Yeah, I was trying to be
pass
confident.
It off. Yeah,
I really was, and so I will say I can't figure out the guy's name.
Oh, you can't brain.
Nope.
You can't brain. Okay,
nope, I can't brain.
So Dan
things.
Loses a point.
So it, woo, go ahead. No, I mean you have to.
Okay, go ahead and buzz in.
Moo.
Dave.
Tobey Maguire.
Movie.
Moo.
Dave.
Oh shit! Cider House Rules.
There you go. Okay. Cast.
Yep.
Dan.
Michael Caine.
Damn it.
Movie.
Moo.
Dave.
Dark Knight Rules. Or Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rules.
Good job. Cast.
Yep.
Dan.
Christian Bale.
Cast.
Yep.
Dan.
Morgan Freeman.
Movie.
Moo.
Dave.
Shawshank Redemption.
Movie.
Moo.
Dave.
Bruce Almighty.
Movie.
Bop.
My.
March of the Penguins.
Movie.
Yep.
Dan.
Wanted.
Cast.
Yep.
Dan.
James McAvoy.
Movie.
Moo.
Dave.
X-Men First Class.
Cast.
Moo.
Dave.
Patrick Stewart.
Movie.
Yep.
Dan.
Star Trek The Next Generation, the TV show.
Okay. Cast.
Moo.
Yep.
Dave.
Michael Dorn.
Movie.
Yep.
Dan.
Futurama.
Damn it.
All right. Cast.
Moo.
Dave.
Billy West.
Movie.
Yep.
Dan.
Ren and Stimpy.
Damn it.
Movie.
Yep.
Dan.
Doug.
Movie.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd say that. Cause,
yeah.
He's done so much, but I can't think of any of them.
Yeah, that was 5 seconds. So that was a long enough round for it to make it worthwhile to give scores. Mayanna, you have one glorious point.
Woohoo!
Dave, you have 5, 10, 11 points. Dan, you have 5, 10, 11, 10 points.
Yeah, oh! Negative points.
So you would have been tied if you hadn't messed it up.
Hey, yeah. I will accept it. But just I want to throw a few things out there because Billy West does a lot. And I will horribly remind all of us that he's done a lot with Looney Tunes, which I think should have been more known. Scooby-Doo.
What has he done on Scooby-Doo?
I don't know. I've passed it already. Oh. So he's done a lot. I've wanted to do more, but fuck it. Let's go.
All right.
Sorry. I tried.
That was good. Let's see. So up next, let's go with this particular actor and works he's done. Jack Black.
Move. Yep.
Dave.
Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny.
Cast.
Yep.
Dan.
Kyle Gass.
Cast.
Moo.
Dave.
Dave Grohl.
Cast.
Yep.
Dan.
Oh, shit. Paul F. Tompkins. That's right.
Movie.
Oh.
Okay, that's 5 seconds.
Yeah.
So, let's move right into the next round. We've got Hugh Jackman.
Moo.
Dave.
The Wolverine.
Cast.
Moo.
Dave.
Spoiler alert. Turn off your things now.
You run out of
Ian
time.
Ian McKellen.
All right. Movie.
Move.
Dave.
Lord of the Rings. Fellowship of the Rings. Sorry.
Cast.
Yep.
Dan.
Elijah Wood.
Cast.
Yep.
Dan.
Orlando Bloom.
Movie.
Moo.
Dave.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
I'll give you the first one. Cast.
Moo.
Dave.
Johnny Depp.
Cast.
Moo.
Dave.
Keira Knightley.
Movie.
Yep.
Dan.
Bend it like Beckham.
Movie.
Yep.
Fuck.
Dan by a little.
Atonement.
Movie.
Damn.
Bop.
My.
Love Actually.
Cast.
Bop. Yep.
My.
Liam Neeson.
Cast.
Bop. Yep.
Myanna.
Emma Thompson.
Cast.
Yep.
Dan.
Colin Firth.
Movie.
Yep.
Dan.
Nanny McPhee.
Good lord.
Movie.
Oh, what's that movie? Oh, it...
With the guy?
Yep.
Dan.
What a Girl Wants.
Cast.
Yep.
Dan.
Amanda Bynes.
Oh, God. Movie.
Bop.
Yep.
Myanna.
All That.
Movie.
Move.
Bop.
Dan. Or Dave, sorry.
I didn't say a damn thing.
Movie for Amanda Bynes?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, Hairspray.
Cast.
Move. Bop.
Dave.
James Marsden.
Cast.
Bop.
Myanna.
X-Men.
The cast.
No, still on cast.
Oh,
Hairspray.
James Marsden. We'll give you another five.
Okay.
James Marsden.
Then I'm going with... what's his face? He was Danny Zuko.
Oh,
and I know I'm totally
you're
giving
out
away
of
people.
Time.
Buzz.
Go okay. Ahead. She loses a point. Dave.
John Travolta.
Thank you.
All right. Movie.
Moo.
Dave.
Grease.
Damn it.
Movie.
Bop. Moo.
Myanna.
Saturday Night Fever.
Movie.
Yep. Moo.
Dan.
Battlefield Earth.
Oh, you
oh
fucker.
Oh, my God. All right. Movie.
Bop.
Myanna.
Pulp Fiction.
Cast.
Moo.
Dave.
Samuel Jackson.
Movie.
Bop.
Moo.
I mean, yep. Sorry, you had it right.
Yep, Dave.
Avengers. Avengers, that is.
Movie.
Yep.
Dan.
Do it. Do it, you wonderful bastard.
Come on.
I can't.
Oh.
Move.
Okay, Dan loses a point. Dave?
Deep Blue Sea.
Oh, that was great. Movie.
Boo.
Dave.
Jackie Brown.
All right. Movie.
Moo.
Dave.
Farce of the Penguins.
Movie.
Bop.
Yep.
Myanna.
Captain America.
Movie.
Yep.
Dan.
Black Snake Moan.
Damn it.
Movie.
Damn it.
Bop.
Myanna.
Snakes on a Plane.
Cast.
Really? No name.
All right, 5 seconds.
Python.
Time is up.
Did you have a name to associate with that as an authentic something, anything?
I thought there might be a guy. I can't remember.
I almost thought Kenan Thompson was on it, but I wasn't.
He was what?
No.
Yeah, he did. He did because he was the one who landed the plane. Because he had played like a fighter game on PlayStation,
right.
And
was that really?
Used that experience to land the plane. Ooh. Yes, it was. But
wasn't the kid that they were like transporting the guy who played Sam Flynn from Tron?
I don't think so.
I don't remember anything of that movie.
Yeah, Kenan Thompson's motherfucker.
Yeah, you could have said Kenan Thompson.
Then we could have gone back to all that.
The guy who was being transported was Nathan Phillips.
Nope.
Which was not in anything I recognize immediately.
All right.
Fucking Kenan
so,
Thompson. Ah!
That has been long enough. Myanna, you had a good little spurt there.
Yes.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9 for you.
I might break 10.
8, I mean, because you had a negative point. Yeah. Okay.
Darn Danny Zuko.
So, and then Dan, you have 5, 10, 15, 20, 21, 22, 23, 22-21. And Dave, you don't have any nega points. So you're at 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 26, 27, 28.
Hell yeah.
So onward we go. I just thought of, I had thought of something. Excuse me. Getting a little
Verklempt.
Horse here. Yes. So what was the one I was thinking of that would have been? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So let's go with the cast of Firefly.
Yep.
Dan.
Nathan Fillion.
Movie.
Yep.
Dave.
Two Guys, a Girl, and Pizza Place.
Movie.
Bop.
Mayanna.
Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog.
Cast.
Yep.
Bop.
Dan.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Movie.
Bop.
Yep.
Mayanna.
How I Met Your Mother.
Movie.
Yep.
Dan.
Doogie Howser.
Movie.
Bop.
Mayanna.
The Tony Awards 2013.
We don't really count award shows.
But we'll give you a 5 second.
5 seconds to think of something else.
Crap.
Yep.
Moop. Damn it. Okay. Dan.
Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Cast.
Yep.
Dan.
Cal Penn.
Movie.
Oh, what was he in other than that?
Besides the sequel.
There was a thing, but
it's... I know what it... Oh, fucking... Oh, he was in fucking House.
Oh.
Fuck.
Yeah, so that's that round is gone.
We both missed the opportunity.
That round is gone. Yeah.
I lost the point I earned.
I actually met Cal Penn, so I should probably know something he's been in, but all I could think of was Harold and Kumar.
He worked for Obama.
Wild Castle. Yes, that's true. That's how I met him, actually. But yes, branching off of that, let's go with Hugh Laurie.
Yep.
Dan.
Friends.
Who's that bitch next to Hugh Laurie? on that note, cast.
Yep.
Bop.
Dan.
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, that one. Movie.
Bop.
Mayanna.
Bruce Almighty.
Movie.
Yep.
Dan.
I know who was in it, but okay.
Opens it up. We're still on Jennifer Aniston movie. Dave.
The Breakup.
Movie.
Did not see that one.
Yeah, that's a good 5 seconds. So yeah,
I only remember it because of the poster.
There was one she was in that was called, like, The Bounty Hunter, you could say.
Oh, yeah.
And she was just in the new one that came out with...
Yeah. She was also in Office Space. I just remembered that.
Okay, yeah.
That's right.
Just rub it in.
So, not going to rub it anymore. Let's move on. let's be charitable. So we'll go with... who do we want to go with this time?
Brad Garrett.
Brad Pitt.
Yep. Ooh.
Dan.
Fight Club.
All right. Cast.
Yep.
Dan.
Edward Norton.
Movie.
Yep.
Dan.
I will say Rounders.
Movie.
Moo.
Dave.
The Incredible Hulk.
Cast.
Moo.
Dave.
Robert Downey Jr.
Movie.
Moo. Yep.
Dave.
Sherlock Holmes.
Cast.
Moo.
Dave.
Oh, son of a bun.
Opens up?
Yep.
Yep.
Dan.
Rachel McAdams.
Oh, that was not where I was going with that.
No, I couldn't think of his name either.
Movie.
Yep.
Dan.
Mean Girls.
Cast.
Bop. Yep.
Mayanna.
Lindsay Lohan.
Cast.
Yep.
Move.
Dan.
Tina Fey.
Cast.
Yep.
Dan.
Amy Poehler.
Cast.
Yep.
Dan.
Amanda Seyfried.
Movie.
Bop.
Mayanna.
Mamma Mia.
Ugh.
Movie.
Yep.
Dan.
Lovelace. Recently in theaters.
Cast? Got something?
No. That was a... I remember her going on Letterman and hearing her say
Go back to movie. I can do another one.
She said that she wouldn't go to the, like, her dad was going to go to the movie, but she's going to have him turn away during the sex bits.
That.
Because
yeah.
Lovelace is about the lady who is in Deep Throat.
Oh, interesting.
By the way.
Fair enough.
We should do another one of her movies.
No.
No.
Maybe.
There's that creepy one where she infiltrates a...
New Year's Eve.
Family in a way.
Oh, not that one? Okay, no. My bad.
Okay, so I'll give scores again. Ma, you're at 5, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14,
ooh, minus
13,
two.
12.
12!
And Dan, you're at 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 38, 37, 36. And Dave, you're at 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
36.
Oh, shit, I did that again. 30, 31, 32, 33, 32. So I'll just do that. Okay. Now we're good again. All right. So moving right along, let's go with Julia Roberts.
Move. Yep.
Dave.
Hook.
Cast.
Yep.
Ooh, Dave.
Robin Williams.
Movie.
Move. Yep.
Dave.
Bicentennial Man.
Movie.
Yep.
Dan.
RV.
Oh. Movie.
Bop.
Yep.
Mayanna.
Aladdin.
Movie.
Yep.
Dan.
Jack.
Cast.
We've come upon this before, and we thought it was Danny Glover, but it wasn't Danny Glover. Yep.
Yeah. Dan.
Bill Cosby.
Movie.
Moo.
Dave.
Fat Albert.
Movie.
Bop. Yep.
Dave. Snuck it in.
Page Master.
Yep.
Dan.
The Cosby Show.
Cast.
Bop.
Mayanna.
Raven Simone.
Oh.
Movie.
Yep. Bop.
Mayanna.
That's So Raven.
Movie.
Yep.
Dan.
The Cheetah Girls.
Cast.
That's a spike right there.
Cast? No?
I don't know if she's in it or not. No. Pass.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to say Demi Lovato was in it, but I don't think she was.
All right.
No, I don't think so.
I'm just proud of the Cheetah Girls.
Good job.
So, we got some time, right? We got time to do some more. Okay. Cool. So, let's go with... Kevin Kline.
Yep.
Dan.
In and Out.
Movie.
Yep.
Dan.
Bob's Burgers.
Movie. Oh, I'm disappointed.
I am too. Realistically?
I'm really disappointed. That was 5 seconds. Would have blown it wide open. Wild Wild West? Anybody?
Oh, God.
Anybody?
Okay, yeah. Now I'm really
There's
ashamed.
A reason I don't remember that.
Pirates of Penzance. If well, you're going way, way, way back.
Okay. I just thought of a pool of them now that I had a second, so I'm ashamed.
Okay,
I'm ashamed.
We got time for one more quick round, I believe. So let's go with... Harrison Ford.
Moo.
Dave.
Air Force One.
Movie.
Damn.
Bop.
Mayanna.
Indiana Jones.
Which one?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
All right. Cast.
Moo.
Dave.
Sean Connery.
Movie.
Moo. One and a...
Dan.
Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Oh, fuck.
Sean Connery?
He's right. Sean Connery was not in
He's
Raiders.
In the Last Crusade.
Yep.
All right, so Dan stole that point.
Wahoo.
And thus ends Movie Bluff for this week.
Damn.
And we are at final scores now. Mayanna, you are in third place with 5, 10, 15, 16, 17, 18, 17, 16 for your final score.
I believe Woo! That's my highest score ever.
It is.
Well done, well done.
Yes.
Dan, you're at 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 46, 47, 46, 45, 44. And Dave, you are at 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 36, 37, 38, 37, 36, 35. So, Dan is actually our winner.
Woo!
Surprise, I did not say him last. So,
Mayanna.
Dave, or Mayanna, which
as
one
the golf scorer.
Yes, we'll go with golf score this evening. You had the best golf score, so do you have anything you'd like to plug? Things you want people to know about that are going around on here in our great state?
Friday or thereafter.
Friday or thereafter.
Or even national if you so fit.
Yeah.
Anybody who likes music and theater should check out, Anthony Rapp will be in a new show coming up, I believe in October, called If Then. It's, about somebody coming back to New York in like their 40s, trying to figure out what their place is, shaping up to be a really awesome cast, including a number of people who have been in other shows with him.
Anthony Rapp?
Anthony Rapp. He played the original Mark in Rent. He also played the nerdy...
Oh, okay.
He was the nerdy friend in Adventures in Babysitting.
He was the asshole on the evil team in Twister.
He was...
Sorry.
Wow.
He was also the religious guy in Road Trip, right?
I don't remember.
Had the glasses, was the only one who drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But...
I think so.
But he's been promoting that and the cast that they've selected, and they're actually releasing their cast announcements on Facebook, which is kind of an interesting approach. And it's shaping up to be pretty cool, so keep your ears open if it will be coming here.
Cool. Thank you.
And then social media of any sort where people can follow you in a non-creepy way?
You can follow me non-creepily on Twitter, T4YT4M.
Which took me longer to figure out what that meant for the
longest
time.
Now that we've mentioned Anthony Rapp, would be the tie-in.
Yeah.
There you go.
For those playing at home, it stands for Today for You, Tomorrow for Me, from Rent.
There you go.
For the longest time. True story. Never.
Couldn't figure that one out. It's been my handle forever. Probably will always
be. Yeah, forever.
I thought it was a phonetic thing when I started dating her, and I was like,
Tiforiform.
Yes, that makes perfect sense.
Tiforiform.
Tiform. Tiform.
Nod and smile. Yes. Nod and smile.
Got me this far.
So, Dave, how about you? Things going on Friday or thereafter?
Further down the road in October, there's a couple shows that Mindwave Comics will be exhibiting at. But outside of that... You can follow me on Twitter, at Dave Wheeler. I know, inventive, no deep tie-in there. It's my name, DaveWheeler. Or if you want to follow my kid-friendly comic book company, you can follow at Mindwave Comics for all your news and kid-friendly comics needs. It's kid-friendly, dino-approved.
Rawr. Awesome. Let's see. Do I have anything this week?
I know obviously. A big thing that opens up this weekend.
So you can find the Court Revelers
at
the Renaissance Festival, which opens this weekend, 17th and 18th of August, and will run all the way through September. It does not tread into October this year. Weekends and Labor Day, and the Festival Friday, the last weekend in September.
It's in Shakopee, Minnesota, if you're interested. What, holiday gas stations? Are selling tickets among other places, or is it
and Cub
Holiday? Cub Subway also has a deal that I've seen.
May I just throw it out there that
I'm not
the
sure what else
taking place in Shakopee thing that you just said was the most Minnesotan thing I've ever heard you say.
Shakopee.
I lay it out there pretty hard.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
And it kind of reminded me of Kirstie Alley in
Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Tone would be proud.
Shakopee.
Nice.
Shakopee.
Nice. That is a very Minnesotan name.
Shakopee.
Of a town.
Shakopee.
So,
Shepoopee.
You can find Shepoopee. The Court Revelers this year.
Huzzah.
Thank you. Every day of the fest at 11 o'clock in the wine pub, Chateau Vino. And after that, you can find us at 2 and 5 in the Queen's Pub. So, enjoy. You can also find us in the Feast Hall and at random assorted places throughout the day. So, look for the Court Revelers.
Huzzah!
And other fun things. Get yourself a pickle and turkey leg, but probably not at the same time.
Oh, yes.
And spinach pie. I would highly recommend the spinach pie. Try some. Also, I would also recommend the One Love special at the Jamaican booth. It's not very Renaissance, but it's delicious. Oh, it's good. I'm really looking forward to that. So,
damn, dude.
Dan, what do you... let me not get ahead of myself. You can find me on Twitter at ADAMERDMANN. You can find out what music I've been listening to on Last FM. My handle there is admin7. Now, not quite. There will be another edition of Streaming Picks this week, and I have a really cool video that's like a tour of the International Space Station.
Ooh.
And that's going to be neat, and a couple other fun things. So, Dan, what do you have?
The Minnesota State Fair is upon us, not this weekend, but next weekend.
It is upon us.
And I will, as I usually do, highlight Cafe Carib in the Minnesota State Fair because they have excellent jerk wings, excellent music, great deals on tap beer. Check that out. Point of reference, they're right by the Star Trib booth building-y thing. They're one of the two beer gardens there over... Close. They are directly across from the Unlimited Milk stand.
Ooh.
To give people direction.
There you go.
Other than that, I'm at Jacob Connor's Public House in Excelsior. I'm at Christo's Greek Restaurant in Minnetonka. Come find me. I will give you good food and a new wine list at Christo's, which I learned about today. So come talk to me about some excellent red wines that pair with our lamb because we're a Greek restaurant. Other than that, Opa. Otherwise, Twister. Twitter, Dan L.
Left
Whalen.
Hand red. Left hand red.
WHELAN. But I think that's. That's everything for me. So, Dave, Mai, thank you for joining us for episode 96.
Yes, thank you.
Woo-hoo.
Our pleasure.
And we will see everybody next week for episode 97.
Peace.
Wow. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.